Democrats of late are talking about the political bounty of the rapidly changing Sun Belt, but critics note that such a strategy is risky. Obama lost Arizona and Georgia twice and won North Carolina just once in 2008. Clinton lost all three in 2016. Meanwhile, the Republicans are always eager to use the left's so-called identity politics against them. Like gender-free bathrooms, the issue of reparations is guaranteed to inflame not only conservatives, but also white identifiers, who already resent their perceived loss of power. In 2014, a YouGov poll found that half of white Americans believe that slavery is not a factor at all in the lower average wealth of blacks. Just 6% support cash payments to the descendants of slaves. "I want them to talk about racism every day," former Trump strategist Steve Bannon told the American Prospect of Democrats in 2017. "If the left is focused on race and identity, and we go with economic nationalism, we can crush the Democrats." Of course, the choices aren't mutually exclusive. Trump is also playing to race and identity in a country that, in part, thanks to his chosen role as a channeler of white male rage, looks more divided by those exact things, according to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute and The Atlantic. Members of both political parties do see diversity very differently. Respondents were asked to place themselves on a scale measuring their support of racial and ethnic diversity in the United States. The lowest percentage of Americans from either party agreed with the phrase, "I would prefer the U.S. to be a nation primarily made up of people from Western European heritage." But while 65% of Democrats agreed with the phrase, "I would prefer the U.S. to be a nation made up of people from all over the world," only 29% of Republicans felt that way. Instead, about 56% of Republicans placed themselves between those two options. Whites were the least likely group to want diversity, with 44% preferring the U.S. to be made up of people from all over the world. Another 42% said they wanted something in the middle. As both parties head into the 2020 campaign, the outcome of the election will reveal which worldwide view is most American.